Welcome to the Study with C. Martin podcast. I'm your host, Shonda Martin. This podcast is the audio companion to my Bible study textbook and course entitled Study. The study materials and online course are available completely free on our website, studywithcmartin.com. There, you can register for the free online course, access and download the materials, and even complete the quizzes following each section. Now, I'm sure you're asking, what is study about? Is it just another random Bible study? Well, no. It's not a random Bible study. It is an in-depth study in the Word of God that helps you to understand spiritual law, spiritual authority, and what we are expected to do as disciples and apostles of Jesus on the earth. You might be wondering, just how did I come to produce the study materials in the first place? Well, about 10 years ago, my husband and I had already been on a struggle trek of hit or miss bad decisions, and we were struggling financially. In the midst of those already turbulent times, a close family member lost a child. A young woman who had worked for us on and off for about 6 years was savagely killed. A close family member who was in her mid-40s, who by everyone's account was one of the most genuine Christians you could ever find, suddenly died. A dedicated deaconess at our church became ill and also died in spite of all of our prayers. Then a young, recently married youth choir leader went out for a run one day and he died. Now all of these events, happening one after the other, shook my faith. I began to question if all of these things could happen in spite of our prayers. Where was the power that the ministers had been preaching about all of my life? Where was the protection that people should have had as a result of our prayers, as a result of us being saved and praying? And as I continued praying for direction about these things, God led me into a deep dive in His Word. No, I didn't take off for 3 years to go study alone with God on top of a mountain, although that wouldn't have been a bad idea. But for the next 10 years, what I did do was that I studied whenever I got the chance. And that was not always easy. I studied while juggling financial challenges, having to move in with relatives, while schooling our two children at home and adding a new baby into the mix and later homeschooling him, while helping my husband with our struggling businesses. So if there's anybody out there, if you really want to get some understanding in the Word of God, it can be done. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes you're just not going to feel like studying, but it can be done. Now, from these studies, I learned a lot about why those devastating losses happened all those years earlier. I learned that none of it was because God allowed it or permitted it. I learned that it happened because of what we did not know about spiritual law, spiritual authority, and man's dominion over the earth. Now, if I learned something helpful, whether it be a recipe, a new place to shop where you can get great deals, I get excited about it. I want to share it with others so that they can be helped too. So around year 3 or 4 on this 10-year trek, I kept getting on the inside, somebody should publish a book with this information. This would really be helpful. And I realized that somebody was me. So I published what I like to refer to as some starter books on prayer and spiritual authority. Even though the books were pretty substantial, something was still missing. So I unpublished the books and I kept on studying. Now during this time, the Lord would pull me to pray for people at times when I would be out and about. One time He pulled me to pray for another parent that I barely knew at a Girl Scout meeting. Other times it was for random strangers at the grocery store or the big box stores, and even praying for friends and family members at regular family gatherings. Now, knowing what I had learned about praying for people to be healed, even if I did pray for people as the Lord directed me to, I knew that there were still things they needed to know for themselves if they wanted to remain healed. So I decided to put together something small that ended up being a trifold brochure that I could keep in my purse and be able to hand out to people if I needed to when I was out and about. But the more I looked at the brochure, the more I realized that there was even more that people needed to know. So the brochure turned into an 8-page pamphlet, and the pamphlet turned into a 172-page book entitled How to Have and Maintain Your Healing. Now, the more I looked at that healing book, the more the Lord reminded me that there was even more that people needed to know. While, yes, the book did discuss ways to receive healing, it did not fully cover what the Lord taught me about spiritual law, spiritual authority, and man's dominion. So I put that book on the shelf, and I kept studying and I kept writing. Fast forward, here we are 10 years later after the Lord started me on this journey. And now we have the study textbook, the study workbook, the study online course, and now the Study with C. Martin podcast, all completely free of charge and available for anyone who wants to study the Word of God. Now, why is it free? Well, as we'll cover in the discipleship section of this course, if we are truly Jesus' disciples, then we are to follow his examples and his directions. And as it pertains to the gospel, Jesus said, "Freely you receive, freely you give." So, it's free. The Study with C. Martin podcast, again, is the audio companion to the study textbook and the study course. While the majority of the podcast will be audio narration of the study textbook, we'll also feature additional Bible commentary and discussions, along with guest commentators from time to time. Now, to register for the free study course and access the free materials, visit our website at studywithcmartin.com. To stay up to date with the latest podcast releases, you can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Study with C. Martin and on Twitter at Study with C. Mart. You can also find us on anchor.fm/studywithcmartin. And you can email us at contact@studywithcmartin.com. Thanks for joining us for the welcome episode of the Study with C. Martin podcast. Again, I've been your host, Shonda Martin, and I look forward to studying together with you next time on the Study with C. Martin podcast. Take care.